you love us and that you take care of us. You are a great Father. You're perfect in all your ways, Lord. And I thank you, God, that when sometimes we don't understand or when things go absolute crazy in our lives, we feel, Lord, that you're still in control. So, Father, this morning, I pray that you'll move me out of your way, that you'll speak to us, God, that you'll give us a rhema word, God, a word that will change us forever, that will help us and that will encourage us. And God, by faith, I believe that you're going to do that. And we love you and we honor you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. So the scripture this morning comes out of the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 12. And then I'm actually going to have a couple scriptures this morning. The other one definitely is going to come out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. I don't know how your guys's, everybody's, I guess, past couple days have went, but to be just 100% honest, man, mine has been absolutely crazy. I don't know, probably an hour ago, really, really close to having to cancel this morning, unfortunately, but man, God came through like always, and I honor him for that. But I really feel like these, you know, past couple of days, man, just literally all hell has broke loose. And I say that, and I honor God for God remaining faithful, for God being who he says he is, and I honor him for that, because no matter what we face, each one of us face our own storms, our own adversities. God is the same. And I want to come with a word this morning to encourage us, to let us know that, man, God not only is there, but he's gave us instructions on what to do when we face storms, when we face adversities. I personally believe that when everything's said and done, that when we get up there with God and we're able to worship him forever, I believe that one of the things that I believe I'll be able to say, probably everybody will look back and we will wish that we knew what we had while we had it. And what I mean by that is, have you ever, done something for 10 years and then all of a sudden found a better way to do it? I'm sure a lot of you have that, you know, lay floor or do different kinds of construction or, you know, no matter what your job may be, at some point you found a better way to do it. You found a more efficient way to accomplish what you've been doing for years or months or even days. And I believe that the enemy works very, very hard on our mindset, our minds. I believe he'll bring confusion. I believe that he tries to do everything possible to prevent us from understanding who we are in God. The current situation, obviously at the southern border, and please do not get me started on the political side of it, because it's something else. But one thing I believe God tries to, and God does speak to us in all sorts of different situations. One of the people that were trying to come over here, this man had been in Chile for 5 years, and he had said that he had no job, and he'd been looking for food, homeless, obviously, looking for food for 5 years. And when he tried to come over here, you know, they interviewed him, and they wanted to ask him questions to try to, you know, figure out what was going on. And he said, listen, and he explained to him, you know, I've been in trash cans for 5 years now looking for food. And I heard that maybe there's a possibility of, you know, a better life in this land. And he was, you know, literally willing to put it all on the line, his life itself on the line, to try to come to a land where we are freer than a lot of people are even acknowledging. We've had a lot of people die, a lot of people sacrifice for our freedom. And when God began to minister to me and to show me what was going on with a lot of different situations, he really began to talk to me and show me that a lot of people are trying to come here for this freedom, and they're seeking, they're risking their lives for something that we already have. And not to say anybody in this call don't appreciate their freedom or what's going on, but there's a lot of people in this land that don't appreciate what people's done for us and are doing for us. And what we have to understand, brothers and sisters, is that not only does that apply to where we live in America, you know, we're able to worship Jesus, we're able to worship God without any real persecution, But I want to encourage us this morning to know that we got to figure out who we are. We got to figure out in the middle of a storm, who does God say that I am? What does God tell me to do? Because I know one thing, when everything's going good, when everything's peachy and, you know, there's not really any problems, it's easy to say greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. It's easy to say, be happy, be encouraged. But when all hell is breaking loose, when your family's going through something, when you're going through something, when you're just so frustrated, can you still take a stand? Can you stand there and say, God is good? And I believe that the enemy, I believe that defeats the enemy. I believe that that hurts the enemy, because I promise you, me and my wife, we've been going through some stuff with our daughter. And no matter what we go through with her, God is still good. God is still who he says he is. God is still above all and nothing. He's not beneath anything. He's still strong. He's full of love and he's full of grace and he's full of mercy. And it's one thing to say that, but that's a truth in our life. Alex wrote something the other day that I actually got to read this morning. And she said, listen, the only reason that when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, that the disciples were worried for their life, that they were scared, that they were looking at the storm rather than look at Jesus, is because, yes, they had experienced things with him. They had began to get to know him, but they didn't accept him as truth. Because when you accept something as truth, nothing sways you. Nothing moves you. You can't convince you of anything except what you know is truth. For instance, my wife's name is Alex. If somebody comes up to me 1,000 times a day and says, your wife's name is Jennifer or Melissa or Sarah or whatever, that doesn't move me. It doesn't upset me. It doesn't confuse me. It doesn't make me think, oh my goodness, maybe my wife's name is that, or, you know, doubt things, because I know my wife. I spend time with her. She knows me. We communicate. And that's what I want to encourage us with this morning, is to know that that's the same way that you know someone intimately or personally, is the same way Jesus wants you to know him. So in the scripture this morning, man, this encourages me, because I'm telling you, an hour ago, man, I needed God to intervene, and he came through again. He came through just like he always does. And God's not worried like, oh, don't ask me this, but five times a year, because God is able, brothers and sisters, to accomplish anything he said he wants to. He's full of all power and he's full of all grace. And I know we know this, but sometimes it's good to be reminded. Sometimes it's nice for people to tell you a truth, because maybe you forgot that truth or you need to get closer to that truth. So this morning, Romans chapter 12 says this. Excuse me, Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Be happy because you can trust God to do what he says. Be patient when you have troubles. Always continue to pray. I love that last part. Always continue to pray. What does that verse remind me of? Man, a song all of us know. Don't worry, be happy. Y'all think I'm going to sing that song to you this morning, but I'm not. Maybe I will. But one of the first four lines of that song, man, they speak to me in such a way that this man, Bob Marley, whether he knew God or not, understood a truth. He says, here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note by note. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Jesus reiterates that when Jesus says, listen, which one of you, in the book of Luke, he says, listen, which one of you can add an hour, a moment, even a minute to your life by worrying? Nobody. And he goes on to say, Jesus says, listen, the grass of the field, you know, how beautiful it is, but it's going to be gone soon. But Solomon, in all his beauty and all his glorious clothing, he wasn't even as beautiful as the lilies of the field. But he said, listen, these lilies, this grass is going to die, but how much more do I care about you? God, yes, he takes care of the grass, but he takes personal care of each one of us. And he wants us to know this morning that he's there right with us. As much as he's with us on the mountaintop, he's right there with us in the storm. And if Bob Marley can write a song that says, listen, be happy, don't worry, be happy, then what he's telling us is, listen, make a choice. And I know the choice is not easy all the time, and I know I'm having to walk. What I'm saying right now is, don't worry, be happy. And what God is telling us this morning, brothers and sisters, is everything that you're facing, every obstacle, every political decision, every bit of confusion that the enemy's sending our way, there is a time to do nothing but don't worry, be happy. You may say, Brother Allen, it's not that easy. It may not be easy, but it is that simple. You see, I love God because God's not a God that wraps things in all this, I guess, intellectual, theological things that we have to discover, that it's so hard that, you know, none of us can discover. Yes, God's deep and he can give us awesome revelations. But at the core of it, at the core of everything, God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He raised from the grave that third day. If you believe that and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, you can have salvation, period. It's that easy. But why does the enemy spend so much time, so much effort in trying to move us off that understanding? Why does the enemy spend so much time trying to confuse us or bring in storms, all sorts of trouble our ways? And brothers and sisters, the answer to that question is because if we will stay focused on that truth, then the storm can only last for so long. If we stay focused on God is good, God, no matter what's going on, it's for my benefit. God, you're in control. God, you are who you say, then no matter what everything else is going on, that settles it. I love when God in the book of, I think it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, this is Paul writing, and I absolutely love this scripture. Paul is telling us to put on the full armor of God. He's telling us that we have to, put on the breastplate of righteousness and all these different pieces. But I love when it says this. He says, therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. What he's telling us is, once you've done everything I've told you to do, is absolutely do nothing else but stand there. The Bible says, salvation is mine, thus saith the Lord. And what that means is, when you're standing firm, it doesn't mean that you're standing there in a sense with your feet together, standing as tall as you possibly can. It means you're hunkering down, you're spreading your legs wide so that you can have a good balance, a good base, a good foundation. And what does that mean in the spirit? That means that no matter what's going on, you don't let the enemy try to put bad thoughts in your head. The Bible says that you pull them down by his power. The Bible says that you have a good firm foundation. What is that? That is simply that, God, you're in control, and God, you love me. Brothers and sisters, this morning, it's a simple, simple word, but I firmly, firmly believe that if people are putting their lives on the line to come to our land, to come to America, so that there's a possibility of a new life, of new opportunities, then shouldn't we cherish what we have? Shouldn't we be grateful for the freedom that we had to walk in a gas station? Shouldn't we be happy for the freedom that we have to be able to have this phone call this morning without worrying somebody's going to bust through our front door and put us in jail or even worse? I encourage us, each one of us this morning, to know that we have to, above all, make a choice. And that choice for me today is, I will not worry. I won't worry that we're having a little problem with my daughter. I won't worry that my heart breaks right now. I won't worry, because I will focus on God. Because the same God that saw me out of prison, the same God that saw me out of situations with guns to my head or knives to my head, is the very same God that will see my daughter out of this situation. You see, this morning I choose, and I'm choosing to stand firm. And I want to encourage you this morning. I know that each one of you are going through something. It may be big, it may be medium, or it may be small, but you can stand firm. The Bible says that after you've done everything, It's stand firm. And what does that mean? It means get in a position of prayer, get in a position of worship. And I promise you this morning, I want to encourage you this morning that in the midst of the past hour, God has made a 180 in my life. He's changed my heart, and I want him to change your heart. I want him to encourage you to know that yes, you may be going through something with your kid. Yes, you may be going through a physical sickness, but I want to speak to you this morning and encourage you to know that God is in control. God is there for each one of us, and he will show himself faithful. He's not a liar. He's not slack concerning his promises. He is who he says he is. I honor God because if God promises something, what we've been talking about the past few weeks, that if he promises us something, then he is faithful to be able to perform everything that he sets out for. In closing this morning, I really had a lot of focus on, you know, everything going on, just the migrants coming through politically. And once again, I caught myself this morning and especially last night, and I was like, God, I got to change my focus, because I see how if I focus on, you know, Fox News or the radio, how my day goes. And I see if I focus on, you know, talking to God, reading my Bible in the morning, listening to my Bible, doing praise and worship, I see how my day goes. And this day, I'm going to choose to listen to my Bible, to praise God and to pray to God. And I want to encourage each one of us this morning that after you pray, after you talk, to listen. I believe we're in one of the greatest times of God speaking in any of our lives. I believe God is talking. I believe God is instructing us, because I know he is. And I want to pray that God, we can hear you, that God, we can not only hear you, but that we can obey you. Because when we do these things, it's not for God's benefit. Some people get confused and think, oh, I need to praise and worship God for his benefit. Brothers and sisters, it's just the truth. God doesn't need anything. God don't need my worship. God don't need me to pay my tithes. God don't need me to fast, to pray, to believe him. He doesn't. God's not a man like we are. He doesn't need anything from us. Does he desire it? Does he want it? Absolutely. But when we do these things, when we pray, when we obey, when we get at our wits' end, and when we stand firm and say, God, whatever you want for our lives, that pleases the Father. I know it's a simple word this morning, but man, when I began to feel heavy in my heart, I began to look at people that I know, and to be honest, God began to show me people that I really don't even know. But what I did see is I saw a heavy heart. I saw a lot of fear. I saw a lot of worry. I saw a lot of people going through something. And that's okay, brothers and sisters, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to be fake. You don't want to say, oh, everything's perfect, when it's not. God can make it that way, but what I've realized is as soon as I'll get real with God, God will get real with me. And I want to encourage us this morning to know that whatever it is going on, that we're going to pray about it, and we're all going to believe God collectively, and we're going to trust God for some miracles. And I can't wait to hear about those miracles. Last week I had a lady send me a text message, and she told me, she said, listen, after you spoke that word last week, my kids' youth, the youth ministry, they came and pretty much spoke that exact same word. And man, that excites me. That encourages me to know that God is speaking to each one of us and encouraging us and you know, confirming his word. So I thank you for that. I honor you for that. So let's pray this morning. Father God, we come to you, Lord God, some of us going through things, some of us in the middle of going through something, some of us on the tail end, or some of us just now facing something, God. But I thank you in your word, Lord God, that you told us to put on the whole armor, Lord. Then you told us to stand firm, God. So right now we're standing firm, Lord. We don't know what's going to come in our path, God, but we believe you, Lord. And God, for all my brothers and sisters in this call now, God, and the people that will hear this message, God, I thank you, God, that we will choose to be happy, God. You told us in your word to be happy and not worry, God, that if we worry, it doesn't benefit us at all. It actually hurts us, God. So, Father God, I bind worry, I bind doubt in each person's heart in the name of Jesus, God. And I prophesy to them, God, I prophesy that their best is yet to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no matter what storm they're facing or their family or friends are facing, I thank you, God, that they're on the tail end of it, Lord. I pray for your Holy Ghost, God, to come to each one of us now and to give us power and to give us comfort, Lord God. You are the comforter, Lord. You are the one that holds us in the midnight hour. You are the one that instructs us, God. Your ways are not our ways, God. Your ways are perfect and they're right, Lord. So even if we get frustrated, even if we don't understand, I thank you, Lord God, that you are there to deliver. You are there to stand firm, Lord God. And I lift up every situation in each one of our lives, God. And God, we give it to you, Lord God. I yield to you, Father God. God, it's hard. God, it's hard to trust you at times, but we do trust you, Lord God. I bind the hand of the enemy off each one of our lives in Jesus' name. I thank you that the blood of your son Jesus covers us. I thank you that you are just and faithful, that you are full of mercy. You're long-suffering. You're a graceful God. You're a good father. You are Abba, God. We call out to you, Abba, which is Father. Father, we call to you and ask you to intervene, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that everything that you've set in our path is to help us, is to make us strong, and to help us show you glory, God. God, I thank you that this is a good day, Lord. I thank you that we make choices that help us and that bring you glory. Father God, by the name and power of your son, Jesus, we believe these things. We settle them in the spirit. We pray that the things are established in the heavens, and now they're established on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.